This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar,
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.
أشهد أن أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول
الله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا
بالله. أي الصلاة.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الفلاح.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الفلاح.
لا حول.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
لا إله إلا الله.
لا رب هذه الدعوة التامة الصلاة القائمة تسلك محمد وسيلة. قال رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا محمد رسولا.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليماً كثيراً. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالاً كثيراً ونساءً، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. شيخ الإسلام ابن القيم, he has a very famous poem in the Arabic language, where he has a one-way rhetorical dialogue with those who have taken Jesus as their Lord, who they seek to worship in a way that only the Almighty should be worshipped. So he says, أعباد المسيح لنا سؤال نريد جوابه ممن وعاه إذا مات الإله بصنع قوم أماتوه فهل هذا إله وأعجب من ذلك بطن قد حواه مكث هناك تسعا من شهور لدى الظلمات من حيض غذاه فشق الفرج مولودا فاتحا للثدي فاه. He says, and I paraphrase in sections of the poem, to those who seek to worship Jesus as God, isn't it bewildering that the one they worship, that the hands of man who were ordered to worship him brought about his murder? But stranger than that the creation can kill their God is that a God could be born into the world in the first instance, to be hidden and veiled for 9 months, nourished by the body and the blood of his mother, exiting her womb, seeking to be suckled by the nourishing milk that she is to then feed him. How strange is this to be claimed as God? Why do Muslims love Isa, Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him? In fact, the word Jesus has no Aramaic sound. If Isa alayhi salam was walking in the streets of Al-Quds, of Masjid Al-Aqsa, of Jerusalem, of Beit Lahm, of Nablus, if he was walking through the streets and somebody called out with the letter J, which was not known in that language, and said Jesus, he would not turn around and acknowledge them. It's an incredible thought to have for you and I as Muslims, that somebody who walked, ate, drank, lived, could be then made to be a source of qibla, of devotional worship in the hearts, minds of others. So always I will at times have some of my fellow Christian friends who will come and say, so why do you write about Jesus? Why does your Quran speak about him? Why do you care about this man who they claim to be the son of, or God? وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ. So in the few minutes, I wish to re-establish our aqeedah as Muslims. Al-Imam al-Bukhari reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنَا أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ. I am the most worthy of humanity of Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him. فَلَيْسَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُ نَبِيٌّ. There is no prophet who came between our time span. And this is something very unique. Since the time of Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not left humanity without a connection to him. In fact, it wasn't strange that there would be one messenger, two or three, and many prophets in congregation together supporting one another. You don't find it strange that there was Musa and Harun and Yusha, that there was Isa and Yahya and Zakariya. You don't find it strange that Ibrahim and Lut and Ishaq and Ismail and وَمِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَعْقُوبُ walked together. It's not something strange that in different regions around the world and different languages that we are not even privy and told of by Allah, that there was a multiplicity of callers to Tawheed, singling out, focusing one's aim of love and fear and hope, seeking protection from, seeking assistance and increase from the one and only true Lord of all creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am the nearest of Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him. Al-anbiya'u ikhwatun min alat. Because all of the brothers are a fraternity, all of the anbiya are a fraternity of brothers. Ummahatuhum shatta wa dinuhum wahid. They may come from different mothers, from different colors, from different races and languages, but their religion, their deen of repayment of Allah's thankfulness in our life has always been one. أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُم مِّنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرٍ. Submit yourself in worship to God. You have none but He, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a great love for Isa alayhi salam because he is a brother in the brotherhood of the prophets of Allah. Number two, he has been distinguished for us in the Quran. And if we let the Quran speak about Isa alayhi salam, it suffices, silences anyone. You will never find, not even in the scriptures that are claimed to be the complete Bible, but in our perspective have the things that have been removed and things that have been added. You do not find in it an honor of Jesus in the way that we honor him. Why do I say this? Because anyone who seeks to give to Jesus what was not asked of him and not asked by him of them is in fact disobeying him. And those who do not worship Jesus as the Lord are the ones who have elevated him to the right place that he is deserving in our perspective as human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Isa alayhi salam that he will be a child who is zakiyah, one who is pure and purified. When you look through Surah Maryam, the overall theme of Surah Maryam is purity and purification. وَزَكَاتًا وَكَانَ تَقِيًّا about Yahya alayhi salam, and all of the prophets have this imagery that they came pure in themselves and purifying in the hearts of others about the relationship with Allah. To know Jesus, we need to step back and become acquainted with his mother Maryam, whose name equally means the purified one, the cleansed one, the chosen from others. In the authentic hadith of Imam Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, كَمُلَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ many men may attain completion with Allah. And there are four women who became distinct in their relationship with Allah. He says, Maryam ibnata Imran. He begins with her name. Maryam, the daughter of Imran. Notice the Prophet ﷺ doesn't say, Maryam Umm Isa. He says, Maryam, the daughter of Imran. Because Maryam is not important just because she gives birth to Isa. Maryam is Maryam even if Isa was not a part of her life. Maryam alayha salam is the one who Allah says that the angels were ordered to say to her, Inna Allah astafaki, Allah chose you, wa tahharaki, and purified you, wa astafaki, and then chose you again from those who are purified. Ala nisa'i al-alamin, from amongst the women of mankind. Ya Maryam uqnuti li rabbik. Maryam, remain as you are, devoted in your faith to Allah. Maryam alayha salam is the one whose mother before her birth was making dua to Allah. Give me one more child. She could see what was happening with Bani Israel. The corruption. Kullama ja'ahum rasul. Whenever a true messenger would come, they would murder him, or others would ridicule and belie him. And we know that in the final days of Isa, فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرِ قَالَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ When Isa felt the disbelief permeating from Bani Israel, he said, who will give support seeking the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَآمَنَ الطَّائِفَ وَكَفَرَ الطَّائِفَ One came to faith, the other group remained in disbelief. Maryam alayha salam is the one who reached a level that the angels would converse with her, would visit her, and would bring her rizq from Allah. كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّ الْمِحْرَابِ Whenever Zakariya entered her mihrab. As we speak right now, my dear brothers and sisters, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is once again under attack by the Zionist entities. As I'm standing in front of you on the minbar today, right now, right this minute, Al-Masjid Al-Qibli, grenades are being thrown inside it. The imams of the masjid are trapped inside. The women are the ones on the outside trying to make resistance. This is the mihrab that we're speaking of now. كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّ الْمِحْرَابِ When Zakariya enters her place of prayer in Masjid al-Aqsa, وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا He found that she had been blessed with rizq. قَالَ أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا Maryam, where did you receive this from? قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ It was gifted to me by Allah. هُنَالِكَ Imagine a prophet of Allah like Zakariya, when he saw this incredible gift of Allah, At that moment, هُنَالِكَ In that instance, in that spot, دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ Zakariya made dua to Allah. هَبْلِي give me a child as well. Subhanallah, that one who is lesser can be an inspiration to one who is greater is from our deen and our sunnah. And Allah answers the dua of Zakariya on account of his sincerity, but on account of the faith that increases when we see Allah's gift upon us and others. As Maryam is in her mihrab, in her private prayer quarter, Allah chronicles in Surah Maryam at chapter 19, named after her. There's no chapter in the Quran named Isa. There's a chapter named Ali Imran, the family of Imran, and most of the chapter is about Maryam. Most of the chapter that talks about Imran is about Maryam's story. And then Allah names a chapter called Maryam individually, so that there is no confusion of the status of this blessed woman who will be a wife to our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمَ إِذْ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْطِيًا. She moved away from her family a little bit to the eastern quarter. Subhanallah, even now, when you go to Masjid al-Aqsa, may Allah give you 2 rak'ah there, Allahumma ameen, and return us again and again. Allahumma arzuqna fihi salatan qabla al-mamat. When you go, you will find that there's a western wall. But here Allah says that Maryam, she would always choose the eastern quarter, the eastern side. And subhanAllah, from that very early time that there was this buq'ah, there's this blessedness, that you find that Allah says, مَكَانَ شَرْقِيَّ. She went towards the east, not the gharb, not the western side. And in her privacy, in her place that is secluded, فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. I sent to her my emissary, an angel, Jibreel alayhi salam, in the form of a bashar, one whose skin is shown, one who's a human being in all respect. قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَانِ مِنْكَ. And this is one of the great powerful dua of protection in the Quran. Subhanallah, when you feel fear, أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَانِ مِنْكَ. I seek protection with Allah the Merciful from this thing or this person. إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيَّ. If you have any piety in your heart, step back. How dare you enter into this place? قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكِ لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. I'm nothing other than a messenger of your Lord who has come to give you news that you will carry a pure child. قَالَتْ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيًّا. How can I carry a child? No man has known me carnally. No one has claimed this. قَالَ كَذَلِكِ قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. Such is the order of Allah. He said, this is easy, as I created Adam from nothing, from the dirt and the dust and the elements of the earth. As I created Hawa from the cells of Adam, as I create Isa from the cells of his mother without a father, huwa alayya hayyin wa linaj'alahu ay. He will be a miraculous sign to humanity. There will those who believe and there will be those who disbelieve. Wa rahmatan minna. He will be a mercy for those who accept faith and come to the truth. وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا. There is no negotiation, Maryam. The decision has been made. فَحَمَلَتْهُ. She immediately carried this child in her womb. فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِنَا. Allah says, I instructed the angel to breathe that instruction of كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. My order was delivered. Be, and Isa was. And this is why كَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ. He is the name, that he is a word that is given by Allah. One of the names of Isa alayhi salam is he is Kalimatullah, the order of Allah that is given, kun fayakun. As she continues with her childbirth, she recognizes that the people in her city are going to notice from her morning sickness, from her growth of her stomach, that they're going to say, what happened? Where did you get this? So she decides to travel a little bit further away from Bayt al-Maqdis. 8 kilometers away is Bethlehem. 8 kilometers. For you to travel through the checkpoints as I had my group a month ago, for you to travel through the checkpoint takes hours, 8 kilometers. And as she sits, waiting for that moment, قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا. I wish my death had come before I was tested like this. Not, I wish I was dead. This is a false understanding. She doesn't say, I wish I died. She says, I wish I had died before Allah tested me. Why? Because she was praying and the angels were with her and she was in a place that there was an assurance, inshallah, that I had Jannah. But now I have this severe test. How do I know if I will pass? Ya laytani mit. I wish when I was righteous, I had my end when I was in my salah, my end while it was in the month of Ramadan, my end when I was in good deeds. This was her thought. فَأَجَاءَ أَهْلُ مَخَاضٍ. Eventually, childbirth comes upon her, and Isa is delivered into the world. فَنَادَاهَا مِنْ تَحْتِهَا. He called out to her from beneath her. Either the angels or Jesus spoke to her and said to her, don't be sad and don't have sorrow. Don't be fearful. قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّا. There is a well of water that now erupts beneath your feet. فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا. Eat, drink, bathe, and find your contentment. If anybody comes and asks you, don't answer them, don't respond to them when they make their ridiculous and evil assertions about your honor and nobility, Ya Maryam. Isa alayhi salam, Allah says, وَذْكُرْ يَا عِيسَى إِبْنَ مَرْيَمْ أُذْكُرْ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَى وَالِدَتِكَ إِذْ أَيَّدْتُكَ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. The first miracle, I gave you strength to be strengthened by Jibreel alayhi salam. Number two, عَلَّمْتُكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالتَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ. As a young child, he had wisdom, the ability to read and write, the ability to teach the Torah, and was blessed with the gospel, the completion of the revelation to Bani Israel before the Quran is delivered, مُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ, to correct and to complete its favor upon humanity. وَإِذْ تَخْلُقُ مِنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ بِإِذْنِي. Jesus, you take in your hand mud and clay and you fashion the shape of a bird. فَتَنْفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِي. It becomes a living bird, all to see. وَإِذْ تُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ بِإِذْنِي. You anoint with oil, olive oil, the eyes of the blind and the deaf by my order, by my permission, they can see and hear and speak. وَإِذْ تُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِي. And you can summon out of death, back into life, by my power, those who I command of you. Subhanallah. All of this, these miraculous signs instill in our heart a love for Isa alayhi salam. You and I as Muslims, our belief in Isa alayhi salam as of the greatest of the five prophets of Allah and messengers. There are, as the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 124,000 Nabi. From them, 315 Rasul. From them, there are Ulul Azm, five of the messengers and prophets of Allah. Nuh, wa Ibrahim, wa Musa, wa Isa, wa Sayyidul Khalq, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Isa alayhi salam was an expression of Allah's final gift to Bani Israel. That he had no father was meant to be for them, liman faqih, for the one who had thought. It meant that if you do not adhere and follow this man, this final chance, there is no one who will come after. He did not have a father, there is no brother, there is not going to be a line of paternity that will extend back to Ishaq. All that will remain is for Isa to say, وَأُبَشِّرُكُمْ بِنَبِيٍّ يَأْتِي بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمٍ. The fact that Jesus has no father is symbolic of the fact that there is no longer any more paternity and lineage amongst Bani Israel in their claim of a relationship to be received to them by Allah, from them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isa alayhi salam is then set upon by envious hearts, sinful minds, and those who seek the wealth of the world and the Roman Empire's gifts to them, then ad-dar al-akhirah. And this is the story that we always find replayed in human condition. That there are those who are willing to sell their religion bi'aradin min ad-dunya, sell halal and haram, on account of receiving dirham and dananir, little gold coins. Yahya alayhi salam, the cousin of Jesus, is murdered, as is his father Zakariya. And the final last one was Jesus alayhi salam, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُ. They did not put him to death. They did not even bring him onto the cross. Rather, it was made to seem so to them. After Jilsatul Istiraha, we will continue with that second part of the life of Jesus alayhi salam and his eventual return to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us steadfastness and give steadfastness to the people of Al-Aqsa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala return upon them peace and safety and security. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect their widows and their orphans. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give strength to the young and the old to resist the oppression that they see day in and day out, and allow us to support them even if it is just with our dua. Allahumma ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, hamd al-shakirin, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyid al-mursaleen. سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنه, one of the great explainers of the Quran from the Sahaba. In fact, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would make dua for him and say, اللهم علمه التأويل, O Allah, give him the knowledge of the meaning of the Quran. He and a group of the Sahaba, they took the opinion that Jesus alayhi salam, he was saved from the cross, and there are three reasons why Allah saves Isa. The first is that he will be alamun aw ilmun lissa'a. He will be a sign of the final moments of the day of judgment. In the authentic hadith of the 10 major signs of the day of judgment, one of them is nuzul Isa alayhi salam. It is a part of the aqeedah of every Sunni Muslim. Because the ahadith are mutawatir, the ahadith are undeniable. There are different sections of hadith. There's one group of hadith, only about 250 hadith of the words of the Prophet ﷺ are mutawatir. 200 mutawatir hadith that if you disbelieve in them and deny them, you have denied an essential aspect of your faith. Then there are hadith that are ahad. Many of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, there are hadith that are ahad, where there are discussions about their chain of narration, about the context of their meaning, about their applicability. That is a different level to the mutawatir. It is a mutawatir hadith to believe in al-Isra', that the Prophet traveled from Mecca to Jerusalem. But it is an ahad hadith to believe that he went up into the heavens physically. There's a difference amongst the ulama, amongst our deen. There is no dispute about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's journey to Al-Aqsa. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdi. In the Quran and in the hadith. Same level is that Isa alayhi salam, is one who was saved by Allah and will be a sign, an end sign of the return of all of us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of the final moments of life on this earth. Second reason is a fitna. That those who believe in Isa are ordered to believe in what he taught, not who he is or his material being. Same as our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we hear of the story of the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu drew his sword. And he said, the one who says Muhammad has died, I will kill him. Muhammad does not die. He made a mistake because of his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a test. Until Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu stood on the minbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. Muhammad is only a messenger of Allah. That was a test for the people of Isa alayhi salam. He is only a messenger of Allah. Don't twist your tongue with the word. And finally, that Isa alayhi salam will be the evidence of Allah against those who rejected the truth in his time and after his time. And Isa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inni mutawaffika. The word tawaffa, it's usually translated as a minor death. Allah says about us in Surah Az-Zumar, Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina nawmiha. You know, when you and I go to sleep, we are in a state of wafa. We are unaware of what is happening around us. Inni mutawaffika wa rafi'uka ilay. I'm going to raise you to me, ya Isa. Wa ja'al ladhina taba'uka fawqa alladhina kafaru. And I will make those who believe in you, us, those who believe in Allah, those who believe in the Tawheed, always superior to those who have disbelieved in the essence of who you are and the message you came with. Peace and blessings be upon him. Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said that Jesus alayhi salam asked his people, and there were inner sahaba, they are the hawariyin. He asked them, man minkum yulqa alayhi shabahi wa yuslabu makani wa yakuna ma'i fil jannah. Who of you is willing to be the one who they will arrest in my place, thinking he looks enough like me, thinking he is me, similar in height, similar in shape? And don't find this strange. Even Abu Bakr and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people from a distance, when the Prophet came in Hijrah, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr came, those who had never met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from a distance, they said, which one is it? Which one is it? Until they saw Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get off the camel, sit down, and Abu Bakr hold his shirt to cover him with from the sun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They knew Muhammad, from a distance, Muhammad, that's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the darkness of Jerusalem, in the moment when Roman soldiers who don't know Jesus, who don't know Hebrew, who don't know these people, they walk into the room, where is he? Nobody answers. Everybody's looking towards this young man who takes it upon himself. I will be the one arrested and quiet. And Isa will be saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Isa alayhi salam, Abdullah ibn Abbas says that the cast of the look, he looked like Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him. And he was taken by the soldiers, fasuliba, and he was placed upon the cross instead of Isa, the Hawariyin, the Damascus Christians, the Jerusalem Christians, the one who did not change with Hellenistic and Roman belief, they said Isa is the messenger of Allah and he will return to us again. فَآمَنَ الطَّائِفَ. The believers were small in number. وَكَفَرَ الطَّائِفَ. But those who wanted to profit, he was a false messenger. He didn't come with the truth. Ignore this gospel. We only look at this Torah, which has already been changed with our hands. This man is not to be considered, not to be listened to. Erase him from the books. So they began to persecute the early Jerusalem Christians who followed the truth and the Tawheed of Isa that he was brought with on the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَنزِلُ فِيكُمْ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ حَكَمًا عَدْلًا. Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him, will return down back to us on this earth to live as a wise judge and be empowered by Allah. فَيَكْسِرُ الصَّلِيبِ He will break the cross, meaning that when people see him and he says, I'm Jesus, then the belief that they had that the cross was the truth will be broken. وَيَقْتُلُ الْخِنْزِيرِ And the swine will be killed off because the false doctrine that is in between kosher law and halal law that you can consume the pig is only found amongst them. So when Isa comes and says, who said to you, you can eat this? The pig will be killed off from the menu of others. وَيَضَعُ الْجِزْيَةِ And no longer will there be payments of protection to live in the land because Isa alayhi salam يَمْلَأُ الْأَرْضُ قِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا He will fill the earth with justice and peace. Peace and blessings be upon him. The Prophet ﷺ tells us the clothing he will be wearing. يَنْزِلُ فِيكُمْ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ عِنْدَ الْمَنَارَةِ الْبَيْضَاءَ شَرْقِيَّ دِمَشْقِ Jesus will descend in the eastern quarter of Damascus at the white minaret. بَيْنَ مُمَصَّرَتَيْنِ He's be wearing two cloaks that are not white but not saffron. They are cream in color. وَاضِعًا يَدَهُ عَلَىٰ أَجْنِحَةِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ His hands will rest on the angels' wings. فَإِذَا رَآهُ عِبَادُ اللَّهِ When the servants of Allah see him, كَبَّرُوا They will say, Allahu Akbar. They will rejoice. فَأَطَأَقْسَهُ He will bow his head to them, acknowledging them. And it will seem like droplets of water are coming, but it is al-yaqut. It are pearls and gems that has been honored to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ says, and I conclude with this hadith, طُوبَى لِعَيْشٍ بَعْدَ الْمَسِيحِ How beautiful life will be upon Jesus' return. يُؤْذَنُ لِلْأَرْضِ فِي بَرَكَتِهَا That the earth will be ordered to bring its barakah. The Prophet ﷺ says that people will be able or could be able to build a house out of the shell of a pomegranate. SubhanAllah, you know the pomegranates in Spud Shed? The $4 a pomegranate, this little one? SubhanAllah. One pomegranate could build a home because of the barakah that will be reinvested in the earth upon the return of Jesus. Peace and blessings be upon him. For all of those reasons and many more, we have a great love for Isa alayhi salam and a great hate for the one who seeks to deceive us and pretend it is him, Al-Masih al-Dajjal. After every salah, the Prophet ﷺ would teach us to say, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ I ask you, O Allah, to protect me from the deceiving imposter, the one who will seek to take people away from their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Jesus in Masjid al-Aqsa's gate will be the one who brings an end to his tyranny. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in particular protect the people of Aqsa as we stand here today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send upon us and them barakah from the heavens. Allahumma ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our hearts steadfast in the month of Ramadan, to fill our hearts with iman, to make us from those who have love for the prophets and messengers of Allah, especially our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us good in this dunya and good in the akhirah and protects us from the punishment of Jahannam. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina wa ja'alna sababan liman ihtada. اللهم بارك لنا في رمضان اللهم تقبل فيه صيامنا اللهم تقبل فيه صلاتنا اللهم تقبل فيه قيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اجعلنا آمنين اللهم اجعلنا آمنين اللهم اجعلنا آمنين وصل اللهم وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا محمد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة اللهم صل وسلم واعتدلوا أتموا صفوفكم ولا تختلفوا. Humble yourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give your attention to the qibla. Keep your eyes cast down at the place of your sujood. Empty your heart of distraction. Turn to Allah with a heart that is grateful. اخشعوا. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. تعالى جدك ولا أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم نفسي بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا فاتخذت من دونهم حجابا فأرسلنا إليها روحنا فتمثل لها بشرا سويا قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا قال إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا قالت أنى يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أك بغيا قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقضيا فحملته فانتبذت به مكانا قصيا فأجاءها المخاض إلى جذع النخلة قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا فناداها من تحتها ألا تحزني قد جعل ربك تحتك سريا وهزي إليك بجذع النخلة تساقط عليك رطبا جنيا فكلي واشربي وقري عينا فإما ترين من البشر أحدا فقولي إني نذرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
بسم الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. فأتت به قومها تحمله قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغيا فأشارت إليه قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا ذلك عيسى بن مريم قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون ما كان لله أن يتخذ من ولد سبحانه إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون وإن الله ربي وربكم فاعبدوه هذا صراط مستقيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر استغفر اللهم انت السلام. If I could ask the sisters at the back to depart inshallah and pray your sunnah at home please so that the men can come down. If I can ask the brothers to just stay behind a little bit until our sisters leave. Jazakumullah khair. Barakallah feekum. I'll let you know when you can head downstairs inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. محمد.
استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. استغفر الله الذي الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأكله سنة ولا نوم ما في السماء. يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم. ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء. العرش وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض.